Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's the number if you want to do that. 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Lori,
and Nikki.
And it's kind of sad that Conan isn't on tonight because he's a hardcore. I don't want to say he's a believer, but he's definitely open to the possibility that all of this is just a simulation, that all reality is just a simulation. Obviously, there's no evidence against that, and there's no evidence for it. But that may be changing, according to a new physics experiment that you found, Nikki, that suggests there is not an objective reality. So we may get off into the weeds here for a bit, so be prepared. It's going to be an interesting discussion.
Buckle up. So this is an interesting article from Interesting Engineering. Someone once said, "The world is all that is the case." But is it? Researchers performing a long-awaited experiment created different realities that are incomprehensible, proving that objective facts are made to exhibit properties that cannot cohere, according to a recent study shared on a preprint server.
Did they happen to put that in English?
Yeah, it is just kind of like a long run-on sentence. So,
I'm not sure I followed that.
Yeah, so, it said they were unobservable universes or realities. Is that what it said?
So, as the article goes on, it kind of explains the confusingness. So, the next sentence is, "Sound confusing? You're not alone in thinking so. As this all involves some pretty complicated physics. But in short, the takeaway is that reality is always at odds with itself." Which is kind of, so it's kind of like a spin on, the theory is blanking my mind. It's like a really, really common one. Not string.
Schrodinger's cat.
Not string, it's like kind of like string theory. Okay, well, it doesn't matter anyways, but I know I'll think of it in a second. But, Nobel Prize winner Eugene Wigner described a thought experiment in 1961 that highlighted an uncommon paradox of quantum mechanics. That's what I was thinking of, quantum physics. Specifically, it reveals the strangeness of the universe when two observers, like Wigner and his friend, observe two distinct realities. Since the thought experiment, physicians have used it to... Physicists have used it to explore the very nature of measurement in addition to the bizarre idea that of whether objects actually exist or not. This is a pretty crucial feature of science.
And I love this concept. I got a lot of flack about this for saying proved eggs exist or whatever when I argued with Christopher Cantwell, but it's true. The reason we see an egg is because we can't peer down with our eyes to see the individual atoms and see that the egg itself, the whole, is really just an illusion. What we're looking at is vibrating energy. We can get to that level with microphones, but then microscopes. But then there may be something further beyond that that we can't detect with microscopes like string theory and stuff like that. We don't know at this point, and we may never know. But ultimately, we do know it is scientifically sound that these things that we see, everything we interact with, is just made up of vibrating energy.
Yeah, and all of the particles aren't even touching. So
some
say if you go into a different realm that you could just be here with us, but in a different dimension, and you could just stick your hands through things almost as if someone was thinking of a ghost. So it is a fascinating theory. And there's also theories of multi-dimensionality, like we're living in a multiverse, and that people can get slipped into different timelines, and that so sure. It's all very crazy and complicated.
Like
but
the Mandela effect.
Yes, we yes, don't even especially need, the Mandela effect.
We don't even need like multiple universes, a multiverse series, and stuff like that, though, because we still can't determine whether or not this universe that we're in, the one that we're experiencing, whatever you're listening to right now, is the universe that we're in, is finite or infinite. But think about the implications of it being infinite. That means there's an infinite number of views running around doing slightly different things, and that's insane.
Yeah, and like what sort of effect that has.
Yeah, and it doesn't even have to be infinite for that to be true. It just has to be sufficiently large. The physicist Brian Greene did the math on this and determined how big the universe had to be for it to be mathematically guaranteed that there would be another copy of you somewhere out there in the universe. And it's not that unlikely.
No, it's not.
And because I think what you were mentioning about, you know, putting your hand through things like that, it's because of the space and because of the uncertainty with particles. Sometimes they're there, sometimes they're not there, at least on the subatomic realm. Yeah. And it is not impossible that suddenly the quantum state of all of the particles that comprise me would just be not there, and I would just fall through the floor and cease to exist.
So, and that's the theory of, like, quantum physics, where it's like particles are always moving, and it's like a particle from this camera that is recording me right now could be in the other room at any given second. They're always in different places.
Or just not existing for a fraction of a second.
And it's crazy to think about that.
Right. There are theories about, like, thin places in the world where, you know, you can just slip right into that other frequency of existence. And there are hundreds of thousands of people throughout history who just gone.
Rogers Campground, I swear to God, where we have Pork Fest and Fork Fest, and we also had Light and Liberty there recently, I swear to God, that is one of those places. Like, time, it's just a strange place. Like, it feels like you're in a different time period there. It, like, feels like the 1970s, and when you're there, it's like time ceases to exist sometimes. And I promise, I wasn't on drugs either. Like, I was completely sober every time I've been there. But it's strange things happen.
The last time anything was built there was the 70s, though.
And that's probably why it feels that way. But it's a strange place, and I've had people had strange experiences where they've kind of just, like, lost multiple hours of time. Like, they looked at their phone, went into another room. You know, it's like 3 o'clock, went into the room, and then next thing they know, it's 6 o'clock. And they're like, I have no clue where those 3 hours went.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a very strong theory that Rogers Campground is one of those very interesting places in the world. I know a lot of people are going to tell me I'm crazy, but
I think there's lots of them. Time slips are a real thing that a lot of people experience. Like, you just... Where to go?
People will always call this crazy. I mean, we just acknowledge the possibility that one of us could just cease to exist for a fraction of a second or fall to the floor. But I would remind everyone, these are all scientifically proven possibilities. They're just extremely unlikely to occur at once. But they're not impossible.
Mm-hmm. You could turn into a black hole. That's a scientific possibility.
Yeah.
It is. The
probably
universe that we're
happen.
Living in is weird.
Yeah. I mean, we're literally... The Milky Way galaxy that we're in the center of it is a massive black hole that is literally collapsing in on itself.
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty wacky, just to begin with.
And, you know, a century ago, we didn't even know, I guess about a century ago was around the time that special relativity came out, but let's go with a century ago anyway. No one even thought about black holes as something that could exist, and it was decades after that, I think it was in the 50s during an eclipse. No, the existence of black holes wasn't proven until the early 2000s, if I recall correctly, because how do you prove something that you can't see?
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people don't even believe that the moon exists. I don't want to say a lot of people, but that's there are some people out there who are like, the moon doesn't exist. And I'm like, so what's that you're looking at right now?
Well, there's people out there who believe the Earth is flat.
Yeah.
So.
Well, but it also, if you go, like this article is saying, if you go into the theory that nothing is fact and this is, we're just living in the Matrix and all of this is like a simulation, maybe the moon isn't real.
Maybe
none of ours are
real. For them?
Yeah. I don't know, who knows? So the article goes on to say, but if there aren't any facts, how can science presume to describe a real world in the first place? For decades...
Well, it doesn't. That's what I love about quantum mechanics. It's like, okay, we're trying to study and measure reality here, but there's no reason or evidence to believe that the discoveries that we made, the mathematics that we have, is in any way indicative of the actual universe.
Right.
Because they just don't know.
We just accept it. We all use it, and so it becomes our fact.
Yeah, but we have no way of knowing if that's how things actually work or not.
Right, right. So it's not
there's
that.
So many things that we don't know. So, like, science is always changing, and it's very possible that physics as we know it is just completely wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. Because science is never certain. There's always the possibility that it's wrong.
Well, and that's the point, right? Scientists are always trying to keep proving different theories and disproving them to find out what is actually fact.
But they can never do that. The highest degree of certainty in science is the theory.
Right.
There is no fact category. There's just the theory. More coming up about this. What do you think? Is objective reality real? 603-283-6160.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live. And you know, we were the first major radio show to tell the world about Bitcoin. Where were you when the crypto revolution first began? Did you end up buying any back then? Well, it's 10 years later, and a new generation of crypto is hoping to change the world again. If you listened last year, you heard us talking about Intercoin, a new cryptocurrency to help unite local communities and businesses, make their economy stronger, all without having to rely on the state. Well, Intercoin is launching worldwide. Anywhere you live, this is your chance to buy it using your favorite Ethereum wallet just by going to exchanges like Uniswap. Under Intercoin, you can even launch your own cryptocurrency for your own members and customers under your own brand. If you want to learn more, just go to intercoin.org. That's intercoin.org. And follow the steps there to get some Intercoin for yourself. Be part of the next generation. And this time, you heard it right here, intercoin.org. That's intercoin, I-N-T-E-R, coin.org. So we're talking about objective reality here and whether or not such a thing actually exists. And, I mean, realistically, we can never really know one way or the other because we're all subjective beings who experience things subjectively. And our agreement that a phenomenon is being perceived does not in any way suggest that the phenomenon is actually occurring. It could just be mass delusional psychosis, and there's no outside measurement by which we can make that sort of assessment.
And I hate that I'm making this comparison right now, but I'm going to have to because it's just, like, so relevant. It's kind of like people's perception of COVID, where some people are reporting, oh, nope, nothing's happening. Like, COVID, like some people literally think that COVID isn't real. And then some people are like, nope, the hospitals are overflowing with COVID patients and everybody's dying. And so it's like two people are living very concretely in their realities. And it's almost like what you think literally becomes your reality. And it's like we're constantly sending thoughts out in whatever we think boomerangs back at us and we receive that. You know how many people were so freaked out about COVID and they were like sanitizing their hands and they weren't leaving their house and
bleaching
bleaching their groceries. They were being so cautious and those were the first people to get COVID.
Mm-hmm.
All the people that were taking all the precautions.
Sure.
And it seemed like everybody who was just like, yeah, they literally manifested illness within themselves. And I think everything's almost like that. You know, what we think we become and what we think is our reality.
One of the most interesting scientific discoveries, I think, about that was the Higgs boson, that what they called the God particle. They called it that mockingly, but of course Christians didn't get the irony when they physicists proved the existence of the God particle. But it was just, it was predicted based entirely on mathematics and this very strange theory that required the Higgs field to exist and to interact with particles at a very specific point in time in order for particles to gain mass. It was just either the people, the Higgs, I don't remember his first name, either he was a genius of extraordinary levels that was able to make all of these connections and come out with this theory that just turned out to be true. And then decades later, physicists discovered the Higgs boson particle. And it's just so overwhelmingly unlikely. I hear that and I think, man, their expectation of finding that really feels like that's why they found it.
Well, even a lot of scientific experiments, you can't observe them because even just watching them, even just observing the experiment will throw it off.
Right.
And that's no coincidence. And that's a well-known thing.
Yeah, it's especially true in the subatomic world where if you want to measure an electron, the only thing you can really do is shoot another electron at it.
Yeah.
So then you can find out, you know, where it was at a specific point, but you can't figure out how fast it was going because you only interacted with it for an infinitesimally small amount of time.
And there's only so much that our eyes can see.
Well, I mean, also people are, they're just people, fallible people, and confirmation bias exists in the scientific community too.
True.
So if they want something to be true, they, whether knowingly or not, are going to skew what they're doing towards making that happen.
There's also a lot that our brains filter out that is happening around us that we just don't notice. I mean, just in the course of doing this show, I filtered out countless automobiles driving by that I know for a fact drove by, and I saw the headlights. I probably even heard some of them, but my brain filtered them out entirely.
Mm-hmm.
So what is real? except perception, as far as I can tell.
Or even optical illusions. I mean, one person sees one thing. Another, I remember at one point there was like the blue dress thing. Some people saw the dress as blue. Some people saw it as gold. And they are two completely different colors, but what people see was all different.
Yes.
So your brain lies to you. Your brain is not capable of processing everything that's going on around you. And so it just processes what it needs to, and then it fills in all the blanks. That's why, say, you're walking down the hallway and you see something out of the corner of your eyes, because your brain says, oh, I think there's a person over there for a split second, and then it's like, oh, no, there isn't.
This happened to me before the show today. As I was leaving, I had left something turned on, and it was a video game controller, and it vibrated against the table, and I thought it was someone talking outside, so because I didn't know what it was. I was like, who the hell is outside talking? And then it happened again, and I looked around. Even my puppy was curious about it at this point, and I was like, yeah, no, girl, I don't know what it was. And then it happened again, and my brain finally went, okay, yes, that's not a person talking outside. That's the controller sitting on the table.
Mm-hmm. It will fill in things. That's why we see, you know, pictures and clouds and, stuff
it
like that.
It fills in the spaces.
Mm-hmm.
I think pareidolus or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't remember
pareidolia.
Yeah, that's
I think that's, yeah.
That's the phenomenon where the brain recognizes patterns that aren't really there, like me hearing a noise and thinking, you know, that's someone talking outside, even though it isn't. And upon further investigation, I'm like, okay, this is my Switch controller, but really, there's no way for me to prove that it was my Switch controller that was actually doing. That's what I experienced, but maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe I was imagining things.
Right. Yeah, or maybe somebody was talking outside. You know,
so true.
Yeah.
Right. And then your brain says, well, that happened too, so it must be that, and now we're just going to decide it's that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but if there aren't any facts, how can science presume to describe a real world in the first place? For decades, and philosophically much longer, this has served as a great bit for entertaining dinner guests, but Wiener's thought experiment wasn't really anything more than that until now. In 2020, physicists realized that recent quantum technology advancements made it possible to create the Wiener's friend test as a real-world experiment. In essence, we can create different realities and compare them in a lab to see if they can be reconciled or cohere in one system. And researcher Maz Milano of Harriet Watt University, along with a handful of researchers, said that they performed this long-awaited experiment for the first time, creating distinct realities, compare and contrasting them, and discovering that they are, in fact, irreconcilable.
So I'm not up to date on what exactly they did, but it sounds like they simulated different realities. I don't know. I'd be curious to know what the experiment actually entailed.
I think the article goes on to tell us. So quantum entangled portions reproduced Wiener's thought experiment. Wiener's initial thought experiment was a simplistic in principle, starting with a single polarized proton that can have either vertical or horizontal polarization upon measuring. And we will continue on with what the thought experiment was when we come back.
Yeah, because it sounds fascinating. And, you know, quantum computing has come a long way. I think Google has, they developed a time crystal or something, whatever that means. I didn't even look into it. What are your thoughts? Because quantum computing is going to change everything. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The search is on for a suspect in a school shooting in North Carolina.
What we do know is that the victim was a student.
Forsyth County Sheriff Bobby Kimbrough saying the search for the suspect is active and ongoing in Winston-Salem. The local superintendent saying many surrounding schools are on lockdown as a result of what happened at Mount Tabor High School. The students are already being bused to another location for pickups. President Biden stressed the need for changing the perception of the Taliban's progress in Afghanistan, whether it's true or not, during a phone call with the former Afghan president less than 4 weeks before Kabul collapsed. That's according to a new report. According to a transcript of the July 23rd call, the president didn't anticipate the Taliban's rapid advance across Afghanistan. USA Radio News. House Republicans are demanding answers about the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan.
We must find out exactly how many Americans President Biden left behind. We must find out how much military equipment President Biden left to the Taliban.
During a House hearing on the defense budget, Alabama Republican Mike Rogers calling the withdrawal of the remaining U.S. troops disastrous. He accused President Biden of overseeing a huge blunder. Mississippi's governor says Hurricane Ida brought significant damage throughout the state.
It's less in terms of severity on any one specific point, much more about the size and the scope of the storm.
Currently, Republican Governor Tate Reeves says around 37,000 households are without power statewide, which he says is down from 136,000 at the peak of the storm. Meantime, the New Orleans Saints announced they will play their season opener in Florida due to power outages throughout New Orleans. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
You're welcome to join the discussion. Do you believe in objective reality? 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Because whether or not people like to believe it, if you believe in objective reality, it is just a belief. You don't know anything, ultimately. You just believe things to certain degrees. And that's the nature of the universe, because nothing can be proven.
All I know is that I know nothing.
Yes. I believe a lot, yeah. But I don't actually know anything, yeah. Because nothing can be known.
Exactly. So, moving forward with the quantum entangled protons that were reproduced as Wiener's thought experiment. So the initial thought experiment was simplistic in principle, starting with a single polarized proton that can be either vertical or horizontally polarized upon measuring. The law of quantum mechanics holds that protons exist in both states of polarization simultaneously. And this is called superposition.
And it's not until someone observes them that it's determined whether it's horizontal or vertical.
But who's to say if it's what it really is?
Also true.
So, in his thought experiment, Wiener imagined a friend measuring the state of a proton in a different lab and recording the result while Wiener watched from afar. He has no clue what his friend's measurement is, and thus forced to assume that the proton and its measurement are a state of superposition of every possible outcome for the experiment. Wiener can say, however, the facts of the superposition existence is real. And strangely, the state of affairs suggests that the measurement can't have taken place. Obviously, this stands as a direct contradiction to Wiener's friend's point of view, who just measured and recorded the proton's polarization. He can even call Wiener and tell him the measurement was taken without revealing the results. This means that the two realities are at odds with one another, and it calls into question the objective status of the facts established by the two observers.
So, for the first observer, Wiener, I think you said was his name?
Yeah.
The measurement hasn't happened because
yes.
He can't see that it happened, but his friend can call him and tell him about it. So for Wiener, the particle, its orientation still hasn't been developed, discerned. It could be
yes.
horizontal or vertical, but for his friend, it has been determined, and it's X.
Yes.
It's vertical or it's horizontal. And those two realities exist in conflict with each other because for one person, the experiment hasn't happened. It's still a superposition of possibilities. For the other person, it has happened.
Exactly. And the new research reproduced Wiener's thought experiment by using entangled techniques for many particles at the same time. This is a breakthrough experiment from Porrietti and his colleagues. In the state-of-the-art 6-proton experiment, we realized that this extended Wiener's friend scenario. They added in the report, and it raised some baffling questions that have forced physicists to confront the nature of reality. There might be a loophole to some assumptions that made this unknowable reality conclusional necessary. But if everything holds up to the future scrutiny, it turns out reality does not exist.
Fascinating way to put it.
Yeah, I don't know exactly how they got that conclusion. There might be a loophole to some assumptions that made this unknowledgeable reality conclusional necessarily, but if everything holds up to future scrutiny, it turns out that reality does not exist. I guess that is true.
Yeah, I mean, if the experiment holds up to peer review and is repeatable and all of that stuff, but sure, because there's no way to determine whether Wiener or his friend is actually correct
yeah.
about what is going on with the particle. Sure, you could make the argument that Wiener has more direct knowledge of the particle or more experience interacting with the particle, but that doesn't exist for Wiener. Wiener's just hearing about it. So it's very fascinating. I'm interested to hear where this goes. Is that the end of the article?
So the next time your friends think something is or isn't the case, consider interjecting with the argument from quantum physics. They're both wrong, and so are you, because even the simple fact of disagreement itself is just another illusion. I love that.
Yeah, I do.
That just made my day, honestly, because there's so much going on in the world where people are at odds and they're fighting, and everybody thinks they're right, and I just love the statement, you're all wrong. Everybody's wrong, everything's wrong, and nothing exists. Chill out.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the people that I follow on on Facebook, but in general, is Erin, who heads the Breaking Bread Village. She had me on when I ran for, not most people haven't heard from
okay,
it's a
yeah.
very small show, but she had me on when I was running for sheriff. And one of the things that she likes to do is instead of trying to change people's minds, she just listens to them.
Yeah.
When they disagree, she's like, thank you for your viewpoint, rather than trying to tell them why their viewpoint is wrong.
Yeah.
And that's also a good approach.
And it's really a wonderful skill to listen, because it seems like most people speak or they are communicating just to respond, and everybody thinks they're right, and it's like constantly people are just trying to put their viewpoint out, and they're trying to convince you and change your mind. And it's a really strong skill to just sit there and listen and absorb information rather than constantly listening to respond. Just listen to listen. Just listen to understand.
I ran into that at my very first Fork Fest. I think it was Somalia Fest that year. I had never spent any time hanging out with a bunch of libertarians, so I didn't know what to expect. And I'm not kidding. That was one of the things I learned within the first few days, is that nobody's listening to anyone else. They're just waiting for
yep.
you to stop so they have the opportunity to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't stop, they'll just interrupt you. So, yeah, listening, valuable skill, especially in a world where we can't actually prove that anyone is right or wrong or that anything actually exists. And I challenge you, as crazy as it is, you can't prove that the people you're listening to right now aren't computer programs, aren't simulations,
yeah.
that you're the only real player character in this scenario.
Yeah, maybe everybody's NPCs,
yeah.
you know? non-playing characters. We're just in the matrix.
It can't be proven one way or the other. It's scary, but I find it liberating. You know, a lot of Christians have that same argument in regard to death. And, you know, oh, so you don't believe in an afterlife? You don't believe in heaven or hell? Doesn't that scare you? No. That's liberating. It means I'm free to be whatever I want to be and to do whatever I want to do. And I don't have this eternity hanging over me.
Yeah.
It is liberating.
It is very liberating. I agree with that.
But not to a lot of them. And
I think that one specifically forces you to become a good person on your own.
I think so as well, because, I mean, there's no external reward for it. I mean, I can imagine being the kind of person who only does good things because they think they're going to be rewarded for it in the afterlife.
Or punished for not doing the right things.
Yeah, exactly.
I do the right things because it's the right things to do.
Absolutely. One of the not right things to do, though, is stocking up on toilet paper.
Again?
Americans are stocking up on toilet paper again.
Get a bidet, y'all.
What's
wrong with you?
Are the shares for Taco Bell also going up? Is that the explanation? Like, what is the deal with toilet paper?
I remember at one point, somebody was like, in the beginning when there was the first toilet paper shortage, they're like, people know this is a respiratory virus, right? Like, this isn't like a gastrointestinal thing. Like,
maybe there's dysentery going around. We don't know yet.
I never understood the toilet paper shortage of last year, and I will never understand it. To me, okay, there's a pandemic. Run out and buy the toilet paper is not a rational response.
No.
But that's what Americans are doing, and they're back to buying up toilet paper again. Procter & Gamble, the biggest U.S. manufacturer of toilet paper and paper towels, said that it is ramping up production as demand increases. I'm not sure demand ever actually went down. When I go to CVS, the wipes that I order from Amazon on auto delivery, it's hit or miss whether or not they're actually going to show up or whether or not I'm just not going to be charged for them.
Huh.
Yeah. And frequently CVS has none here on their shelves. I'm not sure the shortage ever went away. Or that demand ever actually, or that supply ever actually increased to meet the demand. The maker of Charmin toilet paper and Bounty paper towels is speeding up production lines, running factories 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and investing to increase shipping volumes, said a spokeswoman. Americans, what are you doing? Stop buying toilet paper. Start buying cryptocurrency. That's a much better solution to what is happening today. It's true. You can't use cryptocurrency for the same purposes, but in the long run, it's probably more valuable. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria, Nikki, and Lori. One of the breaks earlier, I was complaining about how everything I've ordered in the last several weeks is just, I'm constantly getting emailed notifications about delays. Everything is getting delayed, and this has been going on since the pandemic started. Amazon used to be worth it. Amazon Prime used to be worth it, and I imagine it still is since I don't have to pay for shipping.
Yeah.
But the two-day shipping was one of the biggest selling points of Amazon Prime, and that went away about 18 months ago, and it doesn't look like it's going to come back.
Yeah, it's very give or take. Like, I ordered something and it came the next day, but it was only, I ordered maybe 8 things, and then one of them came the next day, and then half of them are coming in 2 weeks.
I canceled Prime, and then we just use Purse, so then someone else uses their Prime, and we get to use crypto.
I can't use Purse
there
at the moment. But Amazon might have an answer to their delivery driver shortage. To recruit pot smokers, Amazon has a solution. The company is advising its delivery partners, the mom and pops that operate the ubiquitous blue Amazon vans. I didn't know that Amazon was still. I've never seen an actual Amazon delivery van.
I don't know if they use them in New Hampshire. I know in Mass we had them, but I think in New Hampshire they use like UPS. They like subcontract the other like UPS, whatever.
They have Amazon vans and also like just guys in their own vans. Like contractors.
Yeah.
Okay. It's telling them to prominently advertise that they don't screen applicants for marijuana use, according to correspondence reviewed by Bloomberg and interviews with 4 business owners. Doing so can boost the number of job applicants by as much as 400%, Amazon says in one message, without explaining how it came up with the statistic. Conversely, the company says screening for marijuana cuts the prospective work pool by up to 30%. Up to 30% seems high. I can't imagine there are that many people actually smoking pot.
I thought that seemed low.
Really?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people smoke pot nowadays.
Yeah. But my grandmother used to smoke pot before she died.
One delivery partner who stopped screening applicants at Amazon's request says marijuana was the prevailing reason most people failed drug tests. Now that she's only testing for drugs like opiates and amphetamines, more drivers pass. And more drivers means more deliveries being made, which means your stuff will get to you quicker, which I think is a good thing because I don't have a whole lot. If I order something, it's usually because, hey, I want this thing, and I kind of want it now.
Yeah.
I don't pre-plan my future desires to be like, oh, it's going to arrive, and then I will want it. No. That's just the way it works. Other delivery companies are continuing to screen applicants concerned about the insurance and liability implications in the many states where weed use remains illegal. I don't think there are many states where that... The majority of states have some form of legalized marijuana, I think, even if it's just medical. They also worry that ending drug testing might prompt some drivers to toke up before going out on a route. I've got to tell you, man, I've worked in delivery before, and every single one of the drivers was constantly high.
Yeah, I think it's like a prerequisite, right?
I think so. I don't know about people who deliver for Amazon, but in my experience, delivery drivers are universally high. Because I mean, otherwise, the job is pretty boring. But
yeah.
Then you get to drive around, well, be stoned, and listen to music.
And I think that's why that's the part of the appeal of being a delivery driver, especially like pizza and stuff like that. Maybe not so much like UPS or Amazon, but they can kind of just like drive around and like smoke pot, and you know, it's pretty minimal interaction with the public. So yeah.
Most jobs, it's silly to test for marijuana usage anyway, because yeah. It stays in your system for so long. You're going to tell me that my weekend habits interfere with your job?
Yeah, but Fair. Nobody cares about alcohol, and that's way more of a problem. Right. Like, nobody talks about, like, pot addicts, like, stealing from their mom and, like, you know.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So employers are dangling a variety of recruiting incentives amid the post-pandemic labor crunch, since hiring bonuses alone no longer stand out. Target announced it would pay college tuition for its employees. Applebee's offered free appetizers to applicants in its push to recruit 10,000 workers. I mean, that's not bad. Hey, we'll give you free appetizers if you just come in here and apply.
I guess so, but like if I'm looking for a job and I'm going to need like a sign-on bonus or something, like a free appetizer isn't going to do it for me.
Well, presumably they are offering some sort of bonus as well. But I know there was, I think, a McDonald's in Georgia that was offering $50 just for people to come in and interview.
And McDonald's, the McDonald's in my hometown is paying people like $20 an hour right now.
Yeah, no one wants to work, and I still don't understand where the hell everyone went. It wasn't like this 2 years ago.
No, I have no clue.
But now you walk down Main Street here in Keene, and there's nothing but help wanted signs. I don't know what happened. A lot of people say it's because people moved home during the pandemic, and so they're just living with their parents. They don't really have a need for a job.
But it's everywhere, though.
It is everywhere.
So it's not even just like, oh, we're in Keene, and it's a college town. It's like...
It's across the United States.
Yeah, it's across the United States.
Amazon, which is lobbying the federal government to legalize marijuana. I don't know how much I believe that statement. I read it here in this article, but I don't know if I believe it. In June, announced that it would no longer screen applicants for the drug. It wasn't long before the company began urging its delivery partners to do the same. In a statement, an Amazon spokeswoman said that marijuana testing has disproportionately affected communities of color, stalling job growth. She also said the company has zero tolerance for employees working while impaired. If a delivery associate is impaired at work and tests positive post-accident or due to reasonable suspicion, that person would no longer be permitted to perform services for Amazon. But that's the issue with marijuana testing in the first place. Just because a driver tests positive doesn't mean they were high when an accident happened.
Yeah, exactly.
It could have been at any point in the last 30 to 45 days, depending on their metabolism.
And at this point, smoking pot is almost like smoking cigarettes. Like, the people I know with hefty pot habits, it, like, barely even affects them.
True.
Like, it's not like they're, like, stoned. They're just, like, that's their baseline, you know?
You would think if it was really important to them, they could figure out some way to test whether or not you are actively.
I think they did develop a mouth swab that does that, or at least it's more limited in how far back it goes. I don't recall. But I remember having to get a job where they did a hair test going back 6 months to make sure I didn't smoke pot.
No,
that's
way.
Crazy.
I would have walked
just for
out.
Pot? Oh, my gosh.
I would have walked out.
I didn't even have the job. It was just the pre-drug test screening. But it was to be a slot technician at a casino. So, I mean, it was a good job. But still, I was like, what does it matter?
Right. What do you need to know what I did 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hiring and recruiting drivers was a top concern among some 100 delivery business owners that gathered last week in Las Vegas to brainstorm ideas to help their companies thrive. With the busy holidays shopping season looming, they're struggling to stand out in the tight labor market. Because it is tight, man. Everywhere is hiring. No one has a staff. I was just trying to order something during the last break so I could pick it up on the way home, and they're closed.
All the restaurants are closed, and they all have, like, funky hours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All the stores close super early now. Like, there's no such thing as a 24-hour store anymore.
I think Cumbie's is... some of them are. Like, Cumbie's, CVS.
CVS is still 24 hours?
They stopped being briefly, but they went back to being 24 hours. But I mean, there's like one person there.
Oh.
The rest of it, if you can't use the automatic cash register, if you need an actual person, you're going to be there a long time waiting on this one person to actually show up and be able to help you. So Amazon delivery contractors are often outbid by school bus companies, where drivers can make more than $20 an hour and are home for dinner. Amazon contract drivers typically earn $17 an hour and often work late into the night to keep up with demand. Well, there's the issue. You have the state and its schools and its buses paying people more than Amazon, a company that has to actually earn its money, has been able to do. One solution is to raise their wages, but that can only happen if Amazon agrees to pay its delivery partners more for their services, which the company can be slow to do. So Amazon doesn't really want to pay people to deliver its stuff, evidently.
Yeah, even though Jeff Bezos is a gazillionaire.
I mean, he gave away half of his wealth, and he's still one of the richest people in the world. If
yeah,
he's not
exactly.
Back to being the richest. This pandemic has been huge for Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
I already used Amazon a lot, but then they've implemented all of these stupid policies all around
me.
You have to wear a mask to come in here. I was like, no, I don't. I can just use Amazon.
Thanks, Jeff.
So I'm as bad as any. I looked at my Amazon history one day a couple of weeks ago, and I jokingly said, oh, my God, I'm the one who paid for Jeff Bezos to go to space.
I know. I don't even want to think about my Amazon history. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, but it's such a useful service. I mean, they nailed it. A to Z, everything you could want.
Literally everything you could ever want. It's like, why would I go anywhere else?
Yep.
So.
And they'll deliver it right to your door.
Exactly.
But evidently, they're looking for drivers. So that's good news for the pot smokers out there who are looking for employment. Amazon and its subcontracting delivering companies, they evidently won't drug test you, which is good because you're on marijuana. You're probably driving more safely than you otherwise would be. But that's it for tonight's show. You can join us in the meantime. Join our chat server, which you can find at chat.freetalklive.com. There you can chat with the hosts and other listeners of the show. Again, that's chat.freetalklive.com. See you there.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.